Hi, this is a boo about notebooks. I've just come to the end of my notebook, and I always feel a bit weird when I come to the end of a notebook. I have a new one ready to go, and I've become much better at that these days because in the past I used to run out of a notebook and my whole world would fall down. Despite the fact I use just technology for everything. I can't get rid of my notebooks, and I can't get beyond that way of recording your thoughts so quickly on a piece of paper. And God knows I have tried various devices, and it's just not the same as having a notebook. And I have quite a visual memory, so if I write something on a page of my notebook, I kind of remember the fact A, that I've written it, and B, what it looked like on the page. So I can go back to my notes and find them. And I have two kind of indicators that I use on the pages. A star is an action. If it hasn't got initials next to it, it's my action. If it's got initials next to it, it's somebody else's action. And exclamation marks, because I write a lot of notes. So if there's a key point that I want to pull out, I put an exclamation mark next to it. And I think keeping a constant notebook is probably being the most useful thing that I came out of art school with. Obviously then they were notebooks, but I had quite a good tutor who encouraged us to keep a sketchbook going all the time, but not just do sketches, but to write things in it. Unfortunately, these days my notebooks are more notes and less drawings. There are a few doodles and drawings and sketches, mostly illustrative diagram type sketches in there. And I would still encourage everybody to keep a notebook. And I'm trying again actually at the moment to use kind of to-do thing in my phone as a list. But I still find that I'm going to my notebook and then transferring the stars actions into to-dos in my to-do thing and then ticking them off as I do them. I still kind of go back and flick through my notebook to make sure I've done everything I need to do. I wondered if other people have a kind of constant that has been stayed with them. And despite all the emerging technology, they haven't kind of shifted that old die-hard habit. Because I can't ever see me stopping notebooks. And I keep them as well, like some mad kind of woman. There are, in my attic, there must be at least 4 hefty-sized cardboard boxes entirely full of all my old notebooks. And I just can't throw them away. I'm sure I have no need to ever know the decision-making process that went into a website that I built 14 years ago or something, but just in case, they're in my attic. So keep a notebook. End of lecture.